Richard, tell me a little bit about what it is that you do here at the Canadian Forest Service.
I'm a researcher working on reforestation, land reclamation, and biomass production with woody plants.
Now, you've got a project going up at the Syncrude site. What is that?
I'm working with Syncrude to assess the potential of identifying and using salt-tolerant willows for reclamation in the oil sands.
Now, when you say salt-tolerant, why are you concerned about that? What's in the soil?
There's large parts of Alberta that have naturally salty soils, and the deposits that the oil sands are in are also naturally salty. You know, they were laid down millions of years ago in the ocean, and so that salt can come to the surface or is in the process water in the oil sands, and so we're looking for plants that are tolerant to that and can start the whole process of forest restoration on these reclaimed sites.
And what kind of salt?
Just sodium chloride, just the same kind of salt that in your salt shaker.
How have you got your project set up?
It's a research trial, so we've got 15 different varieties of willows. There's six species, and so there's more than one variety within a species. And it's set up in a standard scientific process where we've got replication, and we've got the willows planted right at the edge of Syncrude's Basemine Lake, which is the large endpit lake at the south side of their plant facility north of Fort McMurray, and then planted up the slope. So there's various levels of sodium in the soil as you move up the slope. And so we're testing to see how the willows perform at the edge where there's high sodium and higher up the slope where there's less sodium.
Now, you say you have 15 that you're testing, but you actually started off with way more than that.
Yes, we actually did a greenhouse trial here at the Northern Forestry Center. We screened over 120 different varieties of willows, some that are collected from the wild throughout Alberta, many around the Syncrude plant site, some in northwestern Alberta up towards Peace River, around Camrose area, to see which ones were tolerant to high sodium. And from that 120, we isolated the 15 best native ones, the ones that are naturally occurring, many from around the Syncrude or on the Syncrude plant site for the test, because that's all we can use on that site is native willows.
So out of those, you have 15 that are showing some promise.
Yes, they're actually all doing very well. From a research perspective, that isn't necessarily always good. You always want a variety of performance levels, but the 15 we selected are all doing very well, and we're very pleased with the performance.
When you say that they're doing well, does that mean that you can't really see any difference between these ones that you're testing and those that might be somewhere else where it's not so salty?
No, what I'm saying is that the ones that are growing nearest the water in the soil that has the highest concentration of salt are doing just as well as the ones that are growing further up the slope within that variety or within that species. So you can't compare to different places. We can only compare on that site, but there's different levels of salt. And so really, they don't seem to mind that they're growing in a higher salt impacted soil.
So if you were to look down the road, what does that mean for the willow itself? Will it have a longer life? Will it grow just the same?
I can't comment how long they'll live. The trial's only been in the ground for 2 years. This is the third growing season. I can say in the last 2 years, there doesn't seem to be any effect. We weren't able to get up this spring to assess the overwinter survival because of the fires, of course, and we're planning to go out later this year. So I suspect that they're doing just as well. Over the long term, it's hard to say whether or not the salt will accumulate to the point where it'll impact their growth or their survival.
What would be the point of having the willows growing in these areas for remediation?
Well, there's several advantages. Willows are what they call a pioneer species. So they're one of the first species to come into an area that's been disturbed after fire or where the soil's been exposed. And so they offer several advantages. They grow very quickly, and so they occupy the site, which is important if you don't want non-native weeds to get established. The other thing is they have a very fibrous and extensive root system. So that's got several advantages if you're trying to keep the soil from moving, whether it's from water erosion or something like that. That's another advantage. The other thing is both from the leaves that are dropped every fall and the roots that are in the soil, they start building up the soil organic matter. And then from another perspective, they also provide a place for other plants to start coming in to the ecosystem under the willows, so maybe more shade tolerant, other native plants. So it's the whole process of rebuilding the forest, and it's starting from the very early stage.
What's the next step for you?
Well, this is our third year, so we're going to assess the performance again. And then I guess it's up to Syncrude where they want us to take this research, whether we continue monitoring it. I would like to try some different sites and see how they perform there, because we've only got this one place that we can say it works. The plants that we used were grown in containers. Willows can also be started just from taking a piece of what's called greenwood, which is the past year's growth, and sticking it in the soil, and it'll just root and start on its own. Wouldn't mind trying that under those conditions to see if it makes a difference, because if we can go with those greenwood cuttings, then it reduces the cost of establishing the willows as compared to having to grow them as seedlings and then planting them out.
Where did the idea for this come from?
Well, the idea came from some work that we started in 2006 looking at the use of willows for treatment of municipal sewage wastewater. We have a partner, Camrose County, that we've been working with at one of their lagoon sites in the county that has naturally salty soils, solanetic soils, that is quite a large area in the province. And so the challenge there was to find willows that would grow on those salty soils and help process the sewage water from the Owhattan lagoons. We did find those individuals within the group of willows that we use for biomass production, which are different than the native ones. And so we looked at that and saying, well, if we can find them for this, then possibly we can look in the wild population and see if we can find individuals that are naturally salt tolerant that then we can use for land reclamation. And so we did a greenhouse trial. We went out and collected probably about 80 native willow varieties from across the province, tested them in the greenhouse, and we found the salt tolerant individuals, and then it's just kind of gone from there.
So it really has applications in a number of different areas.
Oh, it has applications very broadly, whether it's in the oil sands or just areas that have been where naturally salty soils have come to the surface, or seepage water has come to the surface, or other contamination. And there's potential for finding willows that might be able to deal with other kind of contaminants also. They're used around the world for land reclamation and for detoxifying soils.
Thank you very much, Richard.
You're welcome.